You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey guys, this is Crystal Marie, your fearless fly girl, and welcome to another episode of Fear Doesn't Go With My Outfit. I am so excited about this episode. I am going to let her introduce herself, but she knows I love her to death. She's a part of my planner posse. For the people who are listening who know me as an event planner, wedding planner, this is how I know her. And also, today's episode is called, because you guys know I theme every episode, this one is called Fear Doesn't Go With My Faith.
Yes.
So if you are tuning in right now, I need you to grab a glass of wine, maybe a mimosa, depending on what day you're listening. Some of y'all might need a shot. So whatever your drink of choice is, or water, that will do. Because you, listen, your throat might get a little dry and you might have to quench. But I'm excited about this episode because I think it's needed. You know, Fear Doesn't Go With My Outfit is all about transparency and just speaking the truth. So I want you guys to really engage in the episode. You guys know where I'm at. Follow me if you have comments. And we are going to get Lori's information at the end. So, hey, girl. Hey
Crystal.
Introduce yourself. Introduce yourself.
It's so funny to be opposite of you this way because we just did an episode on my podcast.
Yes.
So we're reversing roles. So
yes, yes.
Reciprocity.
And yes, yes. And shout out your podcast really quick.
Yay, The Director's Take comes out every Wednesday, hashtag Wedding Wednesday. It's called The Director's Take. I interview wedding industry professionals, couples that are in the process of wedding planning,
yes,
couples that have gone through the wedding planning process. And it's just an opportunity for individuals to share just some behind the scenes stories, some cost cutting strategies, wedding planning strategies. And so I'm just really excited about it. And just
I love it. And guys, she introduced me. Right, right. And she interviewed me. So you guys make sure you check it out. I have it on my Instagram at Crystal Marie Events Instagram.
Maybe you should change it.
Well, you know, I have the other page, The Crystal Marie Brand,
right,
which talks about Fear Doesn't Go On My Outfit and everything related to that. So you guys check it out. Make sure you guys are following me. And let's get right into this episode.
All right.
I'm so excited.
Fear Doesn't Go With My Faith.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about the journey of, because you are a wedding planner, a director.
Yes.
A wedding director.
That's right.
And at one point in time, you were planning your own shindig.
Correct.
So let's talk about, and we're going to remain anonymous with the name, but we're going to call him.
Okay.
So let's talk about your relationship with your ex, or with him at the time.
Correct.
You guys were together. You met. How did you guys meet? I want the deets.
Okay. So very interesting. So this was 2016. So a little background. Let me give a little background of just me and my story.
Okay.
And how this all transpired. But I've been a single mom since 2002. And
okay.
So my focus was always on raising my sons. And my goal was, you know, once they got into college, that I felt that that would be my time to now pursue, you know, a relationship. And so.
Okay. So let's hold up a minute. So you were married before?
I was married. 1994, I got married.
So how many years? 2002? That's a long time. Yes. 94 to 2002?
No, I was only married from 94 to 2001.
That's a long time. That's, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so your
so first divorce since 01.
Okay.
Yes.
So you were married before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so after a period of time, you were like, hey, I'm ready to start dating again.
Correct.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So let's start from there. Okay,
So again, dedicated my time raising my sons. And I dated now while I was raising my sons. It wasn't that I just didn't date, but wasn't pursuing anything long term.
Right.
So my thing was, I'm going to open myself. My youngest son was graduating from high school in 2016. So at that point, I felt that, okay, this is the time to really start pursuing it. And looking back now, I feel like, you know how when you give off a certain air that that's what you attract, what you're focusing on.
Exactly.
And so I was open to that type of relationship, and bada boom, I got what I have been praying for.
So you put it out there, right?
Correct.
You prayed about it. You put it out there. You know, I don't want to say you was walking around like, hey, I'm available, but you had that air of, hey, I'm open to a meaningful relationship at this point.
That's right. I mean, part of my faith is you put out in the atmosphere what it is you want. You speak things into existence.
Affirmations.
You speak things into existence. So it just so happened that a friend of mine, a girlfriend of mine, we always connect on our birthdays because our birthdays are like a week apart.
Okay.
Girlfriend from college.
Okay.
And so it just so happened we connected. It was her birth. Well, it was around her birthday time.
Okay.
And she was like, hey, you know, I'm giving this party for my brother. You know, come see the family. I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen your family in years. You know, where is it? Yada, yada. Long story short. So I left work and immediately went there to, you know, see the family.
Just
was so
to hang
excited.
Out.
Just to see old friends and reconnect. And that's where I met him.
Him was there.
He was there.
Okay, so it was a comfortable setting. Very good friend of the family, I'm sure, as you were.
Yes.
So you guys hit it off there.
Yes, we met there. You know, didn't think much about it, left, and got a Facebook message, I believe, the next day.
Good old Facebook.
Facebook message
good
the next
day. Good old Facebook messenger. Look, saving, you know, ruining or making relationships.
Correct.
It could do both.
Right.
It could do both.
Right.
Shout out to Facebook.
Right. Love Facebook, right?
Yeah.
So he reached out through Facebook. And then my girlfriend called me, too. Like, you know, he is interested in you. And I was like, okay.
So he put the vibe out there.
Correct.
Okay. Had people vouching for him.
Correct.
Okay.
And I can't remember what happened next, but somehow or other, I must have sent him my number, because the next thing I remember is we had this 2-hour conversation.
Nice.
I was actually in the mall, walking around the mall on the phone with him for about 2 hours. I was like, oh, okay. You know, just
nice.
It seems like we have, you know, something in common. I'm a big person in conversation. I need someone who can hold a conversation. It's intellectually stimulating. So,
and this was like verbal, no text, because you know people text nowadays. No one talks.
No text.
So this was verbal. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So after that, you know, we met first date, had dinner, thought it was going to be an hour. I think dinner ended up lasting 3-4 hours. Almost we closed the restaurant down.
Nice. Those would be the best dates, though. Those would be the best dates. Okay.
I kept like leaving, going to the restaurant, like, oh my gosh. This is just too good to be true.
Wait. So hold up. Did you have like a friend on standby? Like, yo, if this really bombs, you need to be like my emergency contact. You need to save me. But she was having a good time.
Yeah, I never.
You know, so people do that.
People do that. But I never, because my whole thing was, I'm at the age where I'm just like,
I'm just going to leave.
I'm just going to say, hey, this was very nice, you know, but I'm going to leave. So I was very confident in just being okay with it, not being okay.
Yeah.
You know, I've had my number of failed relationships. So I'm, you know, I was okay with if this works, great. If it doesn't,
I'm fine
great
with that
too.
Right.
So that really began a whirlwind, to be honest with you. That was March of 2016.
So how long did you guys date? And how long did you guys date?
So it was from March to July.
Okay, so it was serious. I mean, you were just kind of dating him exclusively. He was dating you exclusively. You guys were having a good time.
It was a whirlwind. I didn't even have an opportunity to even date anyone else because it was every day. It was gifts. It was dinner. It was all kind of activities that were going on.
You were being spoiled.
Yeah, I was being spoiled. It was a whirlwind.
Nice.
I mean, straight out of a romantic novel. And I was just like, wow.
Oh, gosh.
You know, late night phone calls, text messages.
And I'm a hopeless romantic. So I'm like, oh, I am right. I'm like this.
So I was, too.
Right.
You know, every time I got picked up, there was a gift in the car waiting.
So tell me about the proposal.
So that was a production.
Okay, because I remember I got a text message one time. You like, you ready to play my wedding?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about the proposal. Tell me about the proposal.
So I had gone, that was the year of Boule, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated.
This is my AKA friend, guys, because you know I'm Delta Sigma Theta all day.
Yes.
So I love my AKA friend.
Yes.
But go ahead.
So, So it was Boulé year.
Okay.
I'd gone out of town.
What, you remember what city?
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Okay.
But it was also, I remember because it was like a whirlwind, my girlfriend and I had planned these trips.
Yeah.
The year before. So it wasn't like I planned this while I was involved in the relationship.
Right,
but
right,
I remember
right. You were going.
I was going. I remember early in the relationship, I said, you know, I'm going to be gone for my birthday because my church's centennial. Oh, Lord, I'm going to get this wrong. Bicentennial, centennial. I can't remember. Was in Philadelphia. I'd never been to Philadelphia. So what we did is we planned to go to Philadelphia for part of the conference, then fly from Philadelphia to Atlanta for the Boulé.
Okay.
Then fly back to Philadelphia to finish out the conference.
Doing the most.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. YOLO, okay? You only
yes.
live once.
You
Do
only
it.
Live once.
Do
so
it.
We had a ball. So
I love it.
So I'm sorry. This was after my birthday because he and I did go out to dinner for my birthday.
Okay.
And in my mind, I thought that it was beautiful evening he had planned, of course. Mm-hmm. Went to the restaurant. It's closed now at the top of the Rensin.
Yeah. The one that's.
Yes.
Was it the one that spin?
Yes.
Yeah.
We went there for the lobster.
Yeah. 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 I know what you're talking about. It slips me, but I know what you're talking about.
Oh, gosh. I can see it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that was dinner.
So downtown Detroit.
Downtown
really
Detroit.
Romantic.
Went to jazz restaurant afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking he's proposing that night. And so I just kept leaving, coming back, thinking, you know, watching my drink,
right,
looking at the dessert.
Right, right.
So I was just cracking up because I'm like, okay, is this going to happen? Is this going to happen? Well, it didn't. And I was okay with
you
it. I still
fine.
Had it. It was
yeah.
a great night.
Yeah.
And so then I went on the trip. So I was talking to him the whole trip, whatever, you know. So I come back and we had dinner reservations for me to meet his brother.
Okay.
I'd already met the brother's wife.
Okay.
Earlier we had went to lunch. And
so
then,
you're meeting the family
so
and
the
everything.
Family. Correct.
That went well.
Well, so... picked me up. I got him because he and I were going on vacation.
Okay.
After I got back. So he had planned a trip for he and I after I came back from the girls' trip.
Okay.
You know, it's the summer. So I'm like, okay.
Right, right.
So I just got my hair braided because I knew we were leaving in like 2 days. And so, you know, we dressed up, went to this restaurant. They take us back to this back room. And, you know, I thought it was a little different. We passed all these empty tables and we're in this room and it's just, you know, four of us, but I'm like, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there and we're talking. And I'm talking to the brother and we're talking about fishing. And then all of a sudden, he's down on one knee. Well, a platter comes and it was a card,
mm-hmm.
a birthday card.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read it and then it wasn't signed. And then he was on his knee, right?
Wow. So you looked over and he was on his knee. You know, I'm
right.
visual. I'm like picturing
Correct.
The whole thing.
Right.
So he's on his knee.
Correct.
You're like, what is going on?
So he's proposing. Then all of a sudden, this big curtain opens. Behind us.
Okay.
And all my family and close friends are there.
Oh my God. This was a production.
It was a major production.
Amazing. So the proposal, he got serious kudos for this proposal.
Oh my goodness.
It was amazing.
It was amazing because my mom had texted me saying she was out of town or I was extending her vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But she was there.
She was there. Everybody was there.
Everyone was there. My best friend was like, I talked to her earlier because I was like, I'm getting my hair braided because he and I are about to go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, you're getting your hair braided.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember
so
her sounding like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
so she's playing the role.
Yes.
Everybody played the
she's
role.
She's like, what are you guys doing tonight? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to, you know, meet the brother. And she's like, where are you going? So
everybody was playing the production.
Correct.
Okay, so fast forward. So that happened. And so now it's wedding planning mode, right?
Well, remember, so 2 days later, we depart to Florida.
Okay, so the trip went well.
That's where we decided to have the wedding. We knew we were going to do a destination wedding because
mm-hmm.
I contacted you.
You
from
contacted
down
me in Florida.
Yes.
Guys, she was like, I'm in Florida. I just got. engaged.
Right.
And you know, Crystal, in true Crystal Marie events form, I'm like, destination wedding, let's go. I'm
right.
like, you know, I'm here.
Right.
You, my girl, I got you. Let
right.
me know the deets when you get back. Enjoy.
Right.
So, okay. So moving forward. So this was, so up
this
until
is still July.
This is still July. So months of planning is going, everything
mm-hmm.
is going well.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice anything was about to go down? Did stuff seem...
Nothing.
Everything was fine.
Everything was fine until that first weekend in December.
So let's talk about the first weekend in December.
So, like you said, planning went well. We planned. We picked a destination and everything, you know, while we were in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
We came back, you know, was still talking to our people down in Florida,
mm-hmm.
making arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. you know, flower, you know, I'm a wedding coordinator, right, so I know what I needed.
Right,
I was tapping in. We have started premarital counseling.
Okay, so counseling was set up. You guys were
doing that. We went through it.
Finished it. It was fine. Everything was great. And then what?
And then I remember I had an outreach program at my church.
Okay.
And I remember leaving that and going, meeting up with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he just looked at me and just said, we need to postpone the wedding. And I'm like, okay. No, mm-hmm. I was like, okay. You know, I'm thinking, you know, financial. You mm-hmm. know, we had a budget.
Right.
Shout out.
Right.
You got to have the budget.
You got to have the budget.
So my immediate thought was, okay, we're probably spending too much money. So I was like, okay.
So I'm going to pause right here and go back a little bit. How was the relationship with him and your sons, too? I know that was important to you.
Yeah.
So that was good. Mm-hmm. You blended well with his family. He blended well with yours.
Correct.
Okay. So he's like, we need to postpone the wedding. And you're thinking, okay, financially, that makes sense. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
So I said, well, postpone it how long? And he said, indefinitely.
Mm.
And I was like, oh.
So that word, how did that, because, you know, I'm going to walk this through. Mm-hmm. When you heard that,
because
I would have still been like, what does that mean? I know what indefinite means.
Correct. So I took a moment. I was like, okay, let me run to the store and just basically walk it off. Because he wasn't giving me anything else. So I was just like, okay, I'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
So I called. I remember calling. I got in the car. I called one of my girlfriends. I was like, okay, talk this out with me.
Mm-hmm.
This is all I have. And she was like, well, maybe, you know, it is the finances. He's not sure how to tell you. You know, you're a wedding professional. And
fine. He was working.
Yes.
It's not like he lost his job or something big
Correct.
Happened.
Nothing
Everything
happened.
Was fine. Nothing happened. Okay.
So she was like, well, go back. You know, Laura, you can do a wedding for free. All the contacts you have. It's not even about
the wedding. It's about the marriage.
Correct.
Right.
So I was like, okay. So I did. I remember going to a couple stores, and then I went back and I said, okay. I said, hey, you know, sorry, you know, for leaving. I was like, but you kind of took me off guard.
So you went back to his house, your
Correct.
House?
Okay. Yeah, that's
his
where
house.
We were. Yep.
Okay.
I said, it kind of took me off guard. I said, you know, I apologize. You know, I know, you know, this is new. He had never been married before,
mm-hmm.
you know, no kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, you know, it's not really about getting married in Florida. It's about just being married for us to start our lives together.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so let's not even do a destination. Let's just, you know,
you like
get married
I'll
at
be
my
fine.
Church.
The church, Justice of the Peace, would you
Whatever.
Have been for?
Look. I said, I'll marry you wherever.
Right. I'm just trying to be with you.
Correct.
Right.
He was like, nope, that's not how I want to do it. And at this point, things were, you know, the wedding's off. So,
you know, I'm like, I'm okay.
And so I said, okay. And so that was it. And I left. I went home.
You was like, I'm done at this point.
You weren't giving me anything.
Nothing. No reason.
Yep.
No.
Yeah. So I went home.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't talk for 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, everything's a blur after that.
Right. Listen.
But one thing I do remember is I didn't cry.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, to this day, I don't know why I didn't cry. I think I was just, again, because I'm at a, and I'm just blaming it on age, you know,
yeah.
as you grow older, you get wiser.
When
and
you
I
become
just,
a woman of a certain age, as my friend Robin would say, when you become a woman of a certain age.
Yeah, it's just, uh-huh. you know, to me. And I guess, you know, all the things I'd already been through and God
mm-hmm.
has already brought me through.
Mm-hmm.
It was more of a trying to work things out mentally and try and somehow figure out what happened. Because just like you asked me, what happened to trigger this? And there's nothing that I can think of that triggered it.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, I'm going back like, what happened?
Right.
So. And there were a couple other incidences, you know, that I could go back to that I don't know if that was part of it.
Like what?
But I remember one time I was on my way to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the and usually we would talk the whole time, but I was like, before I get to you, let me make this call.
Mm-hmm.
Because once I get to you, I knew we had our
right.
we were doing something.
Right.
So I was like, let me make this call real quick.
I'll call you right back. Right.
Or by the time I get done with this call, I'll
be you in
there.
A minute.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember him being very angry with me. One of the few times he ever got angry, but he was angry with me for having gotten off the phone with him to call someone else.
Hmm.
And I remember thinking then, and I remember that was the first real argument or disagreement we had, mm-hmm. because he was literally angry. And I ended up leaving, like canceling plans that night and going home.
Mm-hmm.
And he apologized the next day, but I just didn't understand
right
where that came from. And
so was it always he wanted everything to be all about him? Like, you drop everything when it's me? Or,
well, looking back, absolutely.
Maybe that was, yeah, because absolutely. You had a life. I mean, you really had a life,
yeah,
outside of him. And with him, you still maintained your life, whether it was your sons, your friends, correct. Your work.
Correct.
You still did stuff. It wasn't
right.
all about him.
Right.
Which
is
great.
And I felt
great.
I did a good job
balancing. Yeah. Yeah.
So. So, yeah. So then after that point, everything just.
So
everything began. So after he called it off, we didn't talk for 2 days.
Mm-hmm. But at this point, you're tapping into your faith. At this point, you're really tapping into your faith.
That's all I had.
That's all you had. Because you're like.
And I had to go back and say, apologize, really repent to God. Like, I stopped praying once I met him.
Mm.
You know, it was like, okay, I prayed for him. I got him. And then it was like, okay, God, I got
God.
It from
bye.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
And I had to go back and say, God, I'm sorry, you know, because I didn't keep you in the relationship. You brought me to it, but mm-hmm. you didn't keep me, you know, I didn't keep you in it.
Yeah, which I think we all do. Like, we pray for something mm-hmm. so long, and mm-hmm. then we finally get it, and we're like, okay, thanks, God, finally.
Right.
You know, he's like, wait a minute.
I'm the one who brought you here.
I'm still here. And it's I think it's like human nature. And I think he understands that. But as you know, he still has to get our attention some
absolutely.
Type of way. So
absolutely.
I get it. You know, and I'm glad that you said that, because I think we do that. For me, I know I've done that with my business, mm-hmm. with everything in my life. Mm-hmm. I've done that. And I'm like, God, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, wait a minute.
Right.
You know, right. So I get it. Okay. So moving forward. So after that, you go into faith mode, career mode, beast mode. So after that, mm-hmm. and you got back with God like, hey, I'm sorry. I'm here. I repented.
Yes.
What happened after that? Because some good things started happening.
Absolutely. And God, you know, we know our God. He can turn it around in the midnight hour, mm-hmm. right? We sing a song in the choir about
yes.
that. And literally January of 2017, I launched
the director. So this was December.
That was December. And just to bring it to a close, so everyone knows that even attempting to, once we got reconnected or talked, all of a sudden, all these things were wrong with me.
Mm.
And so I even suggested, well, let's not be engaged. Let's just go back to dating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it
so
was
he's
no.
like, you do this, da, 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 this. What was he saying? Like, what? Skips me.
It was just, I cuss.
Well, shit, I do too. Look, it got on my heart, but sometimes you got to throw a cuss word out
right.
in there.
And it
what's
funny,
it's so funny,
because
I've never heard you for real cuss. That's so
isn't
funny.
Isn't that funny?
Because I'm the one who be cussing.
Well, the funny part about it is that I was making a concerted effort not to.
Yeah.
Because I knew that was something that,
mm-hmm.
you know, so
but
his whole thing was,
so
I
funny.
Feel like you still have the desire to cuss. Then it was an issue. Yeah. And I have this shirt.
Well,
I have a shirt
face.
That says, I love Jesus, but I
but
cuss
I
a little.
But I cuss a little. Listen.
Right.
Okay.
So then it was an issue with, you know, drinking. And
we like our good glass of wine.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because I have a shirt that has between Nuck If You Buck and Praise Is What I Do.
Oh, I like that.
So
I get it. So
okay,
it
was just all these things about your personality that he's like, oh, I can't do it, da 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 da. And tell me about, because I think your son was working for him, right?
Right. Yeah.
How did that, so what happened with that?
Well, I won't say he got fired, but he basically didn't assign him to any more locations for his business. And so it became more than just
About
me.
You,
it
right.
Was,
you so
know,
you put my son in a financial
yes.
bind, too, because
right.
he was working and all of a sudden he doesn't really have a job.
Right.
So you ain't say, oh, I fired him, but you fired him.
Right. Pretty much.
Okay. So moving January, good things start happening. You launched the director,
yep.
which is your business, your wedding planning business.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Tell me some good stuff.
So, I mean, since then, you know, when I launched in January 2017,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
business just started coming my way. Mm-hmm. Doors started opening. I hired a business coach.
Nice.
The money I'd invested in some wedding items, you know, shout out to Latrice because she allowed me to use the money I was going to invest in invitations.
Mm-hmm.
She made my first business cards.
Nice. Yeah.
You know, just a lot of people just came in and assisted with, you know, I had a wedding dress, you know, a very expensive
wedding dress
that, you
Do
know.
Do you still have it?
No.
Well, you sold it. Sell it. You sold it. Good stuff.
It was brand new. Never worn.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Got a little bit of your money back.
Yeah, a little bit of my money back. So just everything worked out. But, you know, Crystal, I got to look back on that. You know, again, fear doesn't go with my faith.
Yes.
And understand that those things had to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I would have, the person I am, I would have still, and not saying that he's a bad guy.
Right.
Things
right.
happen. Taking L's from my, taking lessons from my, oh gosh, I just tweeted it out. What is it? I forget what it is. I have to think about it. I'm going to have to look on my Twitter.
No, but I love it because I want people to understand, like, guys, she is not bitter.
She
is not male bashing. She's not.
Not at all.
She knows that it was a lesson.
Correct.
And every type of obstacle, it was a lesson somehow in this. Now, mind you, it hurt it, I'm sure, during the time.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
And to some, it could have been detrimental. Like, who, you know, who knows?
Turning my L's into lessons.
Yes. Turning the L's into lessons.
That's it.
I love it.
Yep.
So she's not bitter about it, guys, which is, which says a lot about her character, which is when she told me the whole story. I remember we were at dinner and she told me the whole, and I'm like in awe. And I just admire her because she's not bitter about it. She kept it moving. She's doing her thing, business. She put that energy into God, into her business and other life things.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes another love interest.
That's it. So, yeah.
I love it.
Yep. So
you'd
be amazed how things, someone who's been in my life for quite a number of years.
Yeah. And it's funny. That seems like to always happen. It's somebody you knew like back in the day or you guys were friends or maybe hit it off a little bit, but never really got to that.
That's it.
You know, that committed point. But
yeah. So life is good.
Life is good right now.
You know, I'm just, again, focusing on God and where God is leading me with everything.
It.
The business, with teaching, my kids, relationships, family. You know, so
guys, she's a teacher too. She's a teacher. You know, all my friends, we wear like 30,000 hats.
That's it.
I love it.
Yep. So
I love it.
Yeah.
You are the company you keep.
That's it. Yep. And you know what else has been my motto for this year is what you focus on grows.
Yes.
And so
definitely
because I've been focusing on me and my business, it has just grown. And so
definitely.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
And so, yeah,
I love it. So is anything new coming for God? What year are we going in? 2019? I can't keep
right?
it up.
I can't. I'm going to say 2020.
Right. You know, wedding planner, we're always like a year in advance.
Yes.
So I'm like, is it 2020, 2021? Where
right.
are we at?
Right.
So I love it, guys. And we're almost, you know, what? Tuesday's Christmas. So,
yes.
So it's a lot going on. So next year, what can we expect from the director or Lori Lewis life? Like, what are we? Are we expecting anything good? Are you just going to just kind of the business?
Yeah, working the business.
And then the other stuff, we just have to wait and see.
Yeah, other stuff, wait
She's
and see. You got to follow. I've got a lot of things in store. A lot of things I'm just putting a prayer, to be honest with you, and just asking God to direct my path. And, you know, of course, I got some goals that I'm setting.
Yeah.
I'm a big goal person. Mm-hmm. You know, some people aren't into goals. Some people are calling them intentions.
Yeah.
You know, I look at them as the same. So.
Yeah, whatever you call it.
That's right.
Goals, ambitions, intentions,
That's
lists.
Putting it in the atmosphere.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
Just as long as you smashing and killing them. That's all
it.
That matters.
That's it.
So I love this, guys. I love this. So, okay. So make sure you guys follow Lori. Give them your Instagram, Facebook, all of that stuff you want them to know. And the website.
Okay. Yep, for sure. So the website is www.thedirecther.com
and your blog. So even about this story, guys, she presented a blog. When did you write the blog?
Oh, gosh.
Was that 20?
It was 2017. It had to be, if it wasn't January, it was probably February.
Okay. And to get to that point, that's when you released it. Being able to write about it, talk about it, put it out there, let people know.
That's it.
Being transparent, letting people know this is my situation. So whatever, you know, I'm all about being transparent because I find it, as I always say, things that we go through is not pretty much about us. It's really to help somebody else.
And people commented on that because I remember being very, remember I sent it to you to kind of, did I have you read it before?
You had me read it before. And I was like, this is so freaking amazing.
Yeah.
But who would have think we would be on my podcast at that point? I didn't know I wanted, you know.
Isn't that something?
That's crazy. So. But who would have thought that would have came around and like I said, then that inspired me. And I'm like, okay, this will be a great podcast story.
Yeah. And others have reached out and said, you know, thank you for sharing. And I, you know, I didn't put, it wasn't to bash him.
No. And I think you did. Like I said, you weren't bitter because we've seen that.
Right.
We've seen when it's like, it's just a mess. Yeah. And then it's like, all men are dogs. All, you know, now we've had some dogs. Okay.
Correct.
We all have. But again, we're not, I'm not going to put that bad energy on somebody else, a potential or whatever that had nothing to do with the next person moving forward. Just like if it was something with you that wouldn't have anything to do with, you know. So I think, you know, I just really admire that. And again, it comes with growth, maturity.
That's
and when you become a woman of a certain age,
that's
correct. You know, you like moving on.
That's right. Certain age, certain faith, walk in your life. So absolutely. So
I love it.
Yep. So Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, same thing, at The Direct Her, DirectHer, The Direct Her.
The original Direct Her, honey.
And so you can find the podcast on Detroit Podcast Network.
Yes.
The Director's Take. So, but every Wednesday I release an episode. So if you're in the throes of wedding planning, if you're newly engaged, just check it out.
And
just
again, check out the episode I am on.
Episode three.
Episode three. Episode three, guys. Yeah. Crystal Marie Events.
And a future episode. Got to bring
Me back. Got to bring me back. Yes. So, So I want you guys to really check out her podcast because my podcast, we won't really be talking about wedding planning on a consistent basis. You guys will hear because, again, that's, you know,
what
one
you
of my
do.
Professions. That's what, you know, destination wedding planning. That's what I do.
Yes.
But, you know, fear doesn't go with my outfit. It's all about smashing fear, kicking it right in the ding ding, right in the balls.
That's right.
And overcoming fear and letting people know, hey, we can do this, whether it's fear doesn't go with my health, business, faith, marriage, et cetera, et cetera.
That's right. That's
so
right.
So thank you so much, Lori,
thanks,
for
Crystal.
Being here.
Of course.
This
anytime.
Was such an amazing episode.
Thank you for
letting
me share.
And I can't wait to get the feedback.
Me too.
Guys, so definitely comment. You guys know where you can follow me, thecrystalmarie.com. My YouTube, The Crystal Marie Brand, which you can see actually us live in the studio recording right now. You can look at that. Also, my website, the podcast will be posted there. You know, I always try to drive people to my website. And also subscribe to The Fearless, guys. I have a free goodie that you can get right now when you subscribe. And also definitely that'll keep you in touch of what's going on. Mm-hmm. Things that Fear Doesn't Go In My Outfit will be doing. The Chris Marie Brand will be doing. So definitely stay connected with us. Facebook. Crystal Marie, you know, definitely follow me. Instagram, The Crystal Marie Brand, or Crystal Marie Events, whichever one is your flavor.
That's
just follow me. And I will see you guys on the next episode. It's going to be good. So stay connected. Shout out to all my fearless fly girls out there. Thank you so much for supporting the brand. My fearless fly guys too, I haven't forgotten about you. Thank you so much for supporting the brand. Don't forget to buy your fearless Fly merch on the website www.thecrystalmarie.com. All right, guys, love you. Bye.